This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The people who see this cannot deny that something miraculous has taken place. That a man who was with us here, he disappeared for 100 years. They grow old in age and finally this man comes back and he's still alive. He's still in the same state. He hadn't aged a day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about an individual. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this person was walking by a place in which there were ruins. And the verse starts with, أَوْ كَالَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا. He's walking by a city that was in a state of ruins. قَالَ أَنَّا يُحْيِي هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. This person, unnamed in this story, in this particular passage in Surah Al-Baqarah, he's unnamed. So this person says, how could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring back to life this thing, this city, these people that were here after it was destroyed? فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ ثُمَّ بَعْدَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused this man to die for 100 years and then resurrected him. قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتَ. He was asked, how long did you basically experience that? How long did you remain in that state? He said, قَالَ لَبِثْتُ يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. That I remained in the state perhaps for a day or a part of a day. It was said that this individual, I still didn't share his name, this individual, because he slept during the daytime, that's when it occurred, he thought maybe I slept for the rest of the day for a few hours, it was still daytime, or maybe I slept for an entire day and a few extra hours. And then he was finally informed, قَالَ بَلْ لَبِثْتَ مِئَةَ عَامٍ. You slept for 100 years. You were in that state for 100 years. And then he has some examples, some signs. فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِكَ وَشَرَابِكَ لَمْ يَتَسَنَّ. Look at your food and your drink, it has not even spoiled. It was preserved as part of this miracle. وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ حِمَارِكَ وَلِنَجْعَلَكَ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. And look at your donkey. And we're going to make this experience that you just had a sign for the people. آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ, a sign. Signs are received or rejected. The people who see this cannot deny that something miraculous has taken place. That a man who was with us here, he disappeared for 100 years. They grow old in age and finally this man comes back and he's still alive. He's still in the same state. He hadn't aged a day. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَانْظُرْ إِلَى الْعِظَامِ كَيْفَ نُنْشِزُهَا ثُمَّ نَكْسُوهَا لَحْمًا. And then look to the bones of the donkey, how we bring them together and the tissue and the meat and all of that. We clothe them with flesh. This was an example for this man to see the resurrection happening in front of him. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can recreate as he created the first time. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ قَالَ أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. When this was made clear to him, when this took place, he said, I know Allah is capable of all things. Who is this man? This man is Prophet Uzair alayhi salam. Prophet Uzair, usually unknown to many people, because his name again in this story is not mentioned in this context. Uzair, according to Ibn Kathir, went back to his people after this experience. And there was an old woman there. She used to be the maid at his household when he was younger. And she heard him and he told her who he was. And she was blind at that point in her older age. So she said, make dua so that I can see again. And he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and she was cured of her blindness. And then when she saw him, she bore witness that it was him. She was able to bear witness, this is in fact Uzair, and I remember him from a long time ago. So this was a sign for all the people. What is a lesson that we can take from this? So Prophet Uzair alayhi salam had his own experiences and stories, and there aren't that many that we know of that are necessarily authentic. This is the one that is mentioned in the Quran that is explicit. But from this story of resurrection and life and death, and the story right after this in Surah Al-Baqarah is also about resurrection of the birds in front of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. This adds yaqeen, this adds even more certainty to the Prophet so they can testify and say to their people, I don't just believe this, I also have seen this, I've also experienced this. Ayn al-yaqeen, with my own eye of certainty. We can learn from this, the importance of the cycles of life and death all around us, to reflect on them a little more. Have a little more mindfulness, consciousness, of everything around you in terms of the cycles of life and death. For example, it is inevitable that we will depart from this world, and we see every day thousands of people are dying, 3,000 on average every hour around the world, and yet at the same time people are departing and experiencing the next stage of existence, their souls move on, we have people being born as well. So there's a constant cycle of life and death. We see people whose hearts were hardened for so many years finally becoming soft, changing, in their ways, becoming better people, getting closer to God, becoming closer to their purpose in life. The heart was awakened, given life after a lot of hardening, after this person chose a really bad path. Alhamdulillah for this person's guidance. And we as well constantly ask Allah for the softness of our hearts and the protection against the hardening of the heart. We reflect on the many places that come to life when there's rain, the many places that are dead, that come to life with vegetation and agriculture and everything else that we see. And if you live in a place in which you personally experience the changing seasons, you see the leaves as they're falling and the trees as they're dying, and you see the cold of winter, and then later on you see the spring and the life that's coming to this vegetation, to your trees, to your gardens, to your plants, to your society, when it's springtime and summer and so on and so forth. It's a reminder. The seasons of life and death, the cycles of life and death. Reflect more consciously. Pay a little more attention. Your own body, the cells that are dying, your own brain, the neurons that you have, everything around you, cycles of life and death. Remember your own departure and your return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created this world with its own cycles, with its own natural laws, the one who created the water cycle, the one who brings down the rain so that this earth will continue to sustain us as well. We too will depart, as everyone before us departed, as the seasons around us depart every year and change. We too will depart and return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ala kulli shay'in qadir, is capable of all things. When you go through hardship, when you're in a difficult situation, remember, Allah is capable of all things. When you're in a situation in which you think there's no way out, remember, inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir, Allah is capable of all things, including getting you out of this situation. When you make dua, the next time you make dua, don't have any doubts. Your dua will be accepted. Don't have any doubts. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Call upon Allah and believe Allah is capable of all things. As He said, kun fayakun, be and it is, and the creation of this world took place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can get you out of any situation and change your situation overnight. Be patient and have good thoughts and good assumptions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hold on to your faith while you're seeing the cycles of life and death, preparing for your own departure as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to live upon Islam and to die upon Iman and to be resurrected in a good state. Allahumma ameen.